Well, here in this country, the University of California has unveiled recommendations for a new plan to curb sexual misconduct on campus. All students, faculty, and staff would have to go through special training. UC President Janet Napolitano announced the plan yesterday, and it comes as more than 70 public and private colleges and universities are under federal investigation for possibly not doing enough to protect students from sexual assault. The University of Colorado Boulder is one of the schools on that list, and it has responded by adding new awareness programs for all incoming students. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine reports.
Freshman Maddie Hershire has already had her first close call. It was the first time she used alcohol in high school.
There was a guy there who was getting kind of touchy-feely, and I wasn't really all the way coherent, obviously, because I had a lot to drink, but my friend was there, and she was sober. When he actually tried to make a move to start something, she told him, like, all right, buddy, we're going to go home. Please don't touch my friend anymore. And he kind of got angry, but then she just pulled me away from the situation and put me in the car and tucked me in.
Nationally, on average, 90% of campus sexual assaults involve alcohol, according to a study for the National Institute of Justice. Hershire is older, more aware, and much more careful now, but still worries about sexual assault. Some students aren't fully aware of the dangers, so freshmen must attend three comprehensive orientations on everything from what sexual consent really means to how to stealthily and safely intervene when a boyfriend may be verbally abusing his girlfriend. These freshmen have just come out of an orientation session on how to be more alert as a bystander at, say, a party. Many students say they already have strategies for watching out for their friends. Miles McMahon talks about helping his female friends who've drunk too much.
They're usually puking their brains out, so you gotta help them hold their hair and stuff. So just make sure no stranger's trying to come up and take advantage of them. Just do what you're supposed to do.
And that's the kind of awareness officials at the University of Colorado Boulder are trying to build. They know they can't eliminate drinking on campus, but they're hoping to make all students become more alert to sexual assault, partner abuse, and sexual harassment. CU Boulder came into the spotlight last year after a sexual assault case sparked a yet-to-be-completed federal investigation. That landed the school on a list this year of more than 70 colleges under scrutiny. Last summer, the school commissioned its own external review. It found the school is following federal law.
But our job is to go beyond that. Our job is to be higher than that and to put best practices in place.
That's Valerie Simons, the school's new Title IX coordinator. Title IX sets rules for how colleges should handle allegations of sexual assault and harassment. Simons is examining every layer of the school's practices. Already, she's combining two offices that investigate student and staff misconduct. And on the education side, Simons wants more than freshman training. She'd like to go into the dorms, where students live, work, and study, to do more intensive training that's based on real experiences.
How do we take it to the next level, and how do we get it sustained throughout the year so we can keep those skills current?
Hey, bros.
In another orientation session, students watch a YouTube video of a young male. He tells viewers the girl on the couch behind him is passed out.
Guess what I'm going to do to her?
You feel dread at what's about to happen next, but he tucks her in with a blanket, sets a glass of water next to her, and says to the camera,
"Real men treat women with respect."
Yeah!
The students clap. On the surface, it seems pretty simple. Yes to sex or no to sex. But when you have alcohol and young people who aren't confident about talking about sex, plus peer pressure, it's a dangerous mix. And some freshmen seem fuzzy about the concept of consent. Grant McMullen is new to campus, but he knows the drinking scene. He says some guys see girls as targets.
Guys definitely want to bring the girls to the house and get them drunk. Like, it's just kind of a thing. They go with it most of the time.
McMullen says it's just to have fun, but it usually ends in sex.
Because, like, sometimes they, like, give off, you know, some body language that you think they'd want it, and then they're drunk, so they just go with it. So, like, I don't know, maybe they really don't.
For some guys, he says, it's a confusing situation.
Because you're definitely tempted. I mean, if they don't reject you, that's kind of their, their fault.
In fact, it's not their fault, says Jessica Ladd-Weber with the University of Colorado Boulder's Office of Victim Assistance, which has been on the campus for more than two decades. The honor code is clear. Silence by itself cannot be interpreted as consent. It is voluntary, mutually understandable words which indicate both parties want to participate in sexual activity.
And that when people are fearful or being coerced or threatened, that they don't have the free will to give consent. And also that if someone is too intoxicated due to drugs and or alcohol, that they do not have the capacity to give consent either.
18-year-old Carson Good, a freshman, says whenever possible, talk about sexual boundaries before drinking.
When they're sober, you maybe come up with an agreement that what they do want to do tonight and what they don't want to do tonight, and that you live by those standards and you don't let people do something that they wouldn't make the decision of sober.
And sometimes, says Jessica Ladd-Wiebert of the Office of Victim Assistance, a student can be uncomfortable communicating what she really feels. The school's health office developed posters and magnets that say just because they aren't saying no, 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 doesn't mean they're saying yes, yes, yes. She says they've proved popular.
I think they validate people, men and women, in like, that's what I think. I just don't know how to say it. Now I have a poster to be like, that's how I feel. I'm going to hang this poster in my room. Some people steal these posters to hang them in their room because they think they're so powerful. I've had people come in here and say, I'm going to take that poster and hang it because it's how I want to say it. I just don't know how.
Title IX coordinator Valerie Simons plans to track whether what students learn in orientations translates into practice as the school year moves forward.
Because any program is only going to be measured about how effective it is. I mean, we have to be able to say, we are preventing this. What are we doing?
Meantime, the federal investigation into how the Boulder campus handles allegations of sexual assault and harassment continues. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.